at the Farm Progress Show, having a chance here to meet our senator from the great state of Iowa. And why don't you, first of all, tell me, what do you think, having come out and seen the show this year? What's your impressions?
Well, my impression is that there's a lot of technology in seed and advancing our crops. There's a heck of a lot of engineering technology, the way this equipment's advancing. And maybe an older thing that I really enjoyed was Big Bud, big tractor.
And that was. Wasn't that fascinating?
Yeah. Well, that was big technology at that time.
That's right. Well, turning to something that I think is just vitally important to especially our row crop growers here, corn, soybean, can you maybe just make a statement for how things are in terms of the energy policy and issues in Washington, D.C. that are going to affect these people? Because we've got some tax credits that have expired or about to expire, and what's kind of the outlook on that?
Yeah. Senator Reid sets the agenda for the United States Senate. He said that we're going to be on taxes a couple weeks during September. I think it's driven mostly by the income tax expiring at the end of the year. So we get the biggest tax increase in the history of the country if Congress doesn't act. So I think Congress has to act. I think that gives us an opportunity to bring up the expiring tax provisions on not only ethanol and biodiesel, but a lot of other energy issues as well. For one that's besides ethanol, that's very much my interest, and biodiesel, I'm also the father of the wind energy tax credit, so I like to see that reauthorized.
Anything else kind of going on in D.C. right now that...
state tax.
Is, well, yeah, that's a great one to bring up. I mean, I think that probably, maybe we'll see your opinion, it just has a huge impact on these people who are major landowners in some cases in terms of who are going to be our farmers of the future, for example, right?
Absolutely, because if we go back to $1 million estate tax exemption, which is going to happen January 1st, we're going to be selling a lot of farmland to pay estate taxes. And even at $3.5 million, which I think is where we're going to end up, it's still going to be detrimental to some family farmers. But I think that's where we will end up, and I think we'll do it before the end of the year.
Great. Well, we certainly hope so, and I want to thank you for taking a moment to speak with me here at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.